from Pesach is the topic. And before we start with the Korban Pesach, which is brought on Yudalet Nissan, the Korban Pesach was Tohen Bikur. The Korban Pesach needed to be checked for Mumin 4 days before. So the Torah told us in Parshat Bo, in Pesach Mitzrayim, the year that the Yidden left Mitzrayim, to take the Korban Pesach and walk through the streets of Mitzrayim and let the Mitzrayim see that they were going to shecht what they call their god, the seir, what they worship, and that would be the haschola, that would be the beginning, the first part of the procedure of leaving Mitzrayim. Now this was on Yud Nissan, and the way it worked this year, is exactly the same way it worked in Pesach Mitzrayim. In other words, the Yidden brought the Korban Pesach on Wednesday night, they left Mitzrayim midnight Thursday, the beginning of Thursday, and 4 days before, that's Sunday, or it's 4 days before Yudal, which was on Shabbos, they were told to take the Korban Pesach, Mishchu Kechulachem Tzoyim, take the Korban Pesach and walk through the streets of Mitzrayim. So the Torah brings down in Siman Tov Lamed, the Torah brings Shabbos Shelifnei HaPesach, Koren Oyster Shabbos HaGodol. This previous Shabbos is called Shabbos HaGodol every single year. The reason for the calling of Shabbos HaGodol, besides for the fact that the Rav gives the Shabbos HaGodol drasha, but another reason, with all the halachas of Pesach, which are very, very many, another reason is because in the year of Mitzrayim, they walk through, they schlep them, the Tzoyim through the streets of Mitzrayim. Pesach Shiyotu Yisrael Mitzrayim Hoyo B'Yom Hei Kedisa B'Seid Oilem V'Nimtzeh Sheyud B'Choydash Hoyo Shabbos. On the 10th day of Nisan, that year was Shabbos, V'Lochul Hem Kol Echot Tzeh L'Pitzchoy. They all took a lamb for their Pesach, V'Koshar Oysoy V'Kari Amitah. They tied it to their beds to check out that there would be no Mumim. V'Shalom HaMitzrim Lomo Zeh Lochem. The Mitzrim were asking them, what's this all about? Schlepping, it's not a usual common day event to, you know, to take a sheep through the streets. And the Shalom HaMitzrim Lomo Zeh Lochem V'Yeshiva L'Shochtoy L'Shem Pesach V'Mitzvah Hashem Aleinu. We're going to Shecht Al Tzivu Yav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hoyu Shineyem Keos Al Sheshechtem Et Eloheyen. They were grinding their teeth because they were so upset. They couldn't say a word. And because of that great nace, it is called every single year Shabbos HaGodol. Now the question is very obvious. The Drisha asks the Kasha, the Bach asks the Kasha, that not every year does it fall exactly the same way as it fell the year they left Mitzrayim. Sometimes Shabbos HaGodol could be a day or two before Pesach, but it's still called Shabbos HaGodol. The Chayra, the Nais, should be commemorated on Yud Nissan. Yud Nissan was the day they brought the Korban Pesach in the year they left Mitzrayim. Yud Nissan happened to be on Shabbos. Why then every year is Shabbos HaGodol celebrated or commemorated as the day of this great Nais, when not every year is Shabbos HaGodol necessarily Yud Nissan? That's the kasha that they ask. So I saw in a sefer called Sefer HaPirion Al HaTorah, which is written by Shlomo Ganzried, the Baal Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. He has a Sefer Al HaTorah, and there he brings an interesting Gemara in Shabbos, which says as follows: Kol Hashem Shabbos, Afilu Oved Avod Zora Kedor Enosh Moichlin Loy Al Avoy Nosov, which means that if a person keeps Shabbos properly, so even if he does Avod Zora like they did in the days of Enosh, or the Mabul, that era, Kasha is, how can Shabbos be Moichel al Avinoisof al Vedazor, Mamonoshoch, if he did Tshuva? So Tshuva is what is Moichel al Avinoisof. And if he hasn't done Tshuva, then it's like Pavel Vesheret Piyoda. He's doing an Avera, what will Shabbos help? So he wants to say as follows, that in Dor Enosh was a time where there was a very interesting philosophy about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. People were not necessarily Oved Avodah Zorah Mamish. They believed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yoshev B'Meroimim. He's sitting up there somewhere high up, but he doesn't take any cognizance, he doesn't take any interest in what's going on in the world down here. In other words, it's too petty for him. The world and everything that goes on is not part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's day-to-day interest. And because of that, they detached themselves in a certain way from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because they felt that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no inyan in what's going on in the world. Shabbos, and if a person does anything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to do, in a way it's almost an aveira, because how can we compare, how can we even try to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's the reverse, it's exactly the opposite. Instead of trying to run off to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and do everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do, it's almost a chait, it's almost an aveira to try and project that image that we're trying to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just way above and has no inyan at all in the world down here. So Shabbos, if a person is showing a Shabbos, what he's doing is he's saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu was created the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now, he rested on Shabbos, and we have to emulate his ways. So Shabbos is that mitzvah. Shabbos is that evidence, is that edus that we're showing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, very much is interested in what goes on here. In fact, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to emulate his ways. There we're displaying, evidently, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and not only did he create the world, but he runs the world. And he's interested in what goes on in the world. So that is moving away from that Avodah Zarah philosophy. So because Kiyum Shabbos in that regard represents moving away from this Avodah Zarah philosophy, it's put together with the Korban Pesach, which we'll see soon, has also the same idea, the same inyan, that Korban Pesach was moving away from the culture of Mitzrayim, moving away from Avodah Zorah. In Medrash it says that they were stooped in Avodah Zorah, they were aduk in Avodah Zorah. Came a time to redeem them, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, they've got no mitzvahs, but we'll discuss that in a second. The point is that because Shabbos represents this moving away from Avodah Zorah, so therefore the nace to commemorate Yud Nissan is always on Shabbos, because in the Bategim Korban Pesach, the Medrash says, Mishchu kechulochem tzoyim. Take the tzoyim. Don't take it for the Avodah Zorah that you would have otherwise taken it. Now take it for me. So that shows that as far as the Medrash is concerned, Bnei Yisrael had no chusim. In fact, they were aduk in Avodah Zorah, and HaKadosh Baruch had to move them away. So because the act of Mishchu kechu was taking them away from Avodah Zorah, in order to commemorate this nice, and in order to commemorate the name, we put it together with Shabbos, and we always celebrate it every single Shabbos, every year. Even though Shabbos is not necessarily on Yud Nissan. That's what the appearance is. Now we have to understand why in the act of Korban Pesach they were moving away from Avodah Zorah. Okay, so the Midrash says Mishkul Kuku, take the tzoyin, take your hands of Mishkul Yedekam in Avodah Zorah. But why? Why is the act so much one of moving away from the culture of Mitzrayim, from Avodah Zorah, and going towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So to understand this, we have to understand one more thing, and that is when the Torah is mitzaveh about the Korban Pesach in Perek Yud Beis in Shmos Parshas Bo, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe vel Aaron be'etz Mitzrayim le'emor, HaChodesh hazeh lochem rosh chodoshim rishon hu lochem l'chodesh. This is the first mitzvah in the Torah. Rashi wants to know, all in the Parsha want to know why the Torah didn't start with this mitzvah, but this is the first mitzvah in the Torah. The first mitzvah in the Torah is you've got to count by the lunar year, no longer the solar year. We have our own minyan, we have our own way of counting. And from now on, whenever we want to refer to a particular month, when we want to refer to a particular event, this event is always going to be in relation to Nisan. So when you want to talk about Tishrei, it's going to be Chodesh HaShvi, because Chodesh HaShvi from Nisan. So that is the first mitzvah. And straight after the first mitzvah, Chodesh Hazeh Lochem, the pasuk says, "Dabru kol adas yisholemo ve'ochel lachodesh hazeh v'yikhu lohem ish sela veis ovo sela bo." That's the next mitzvah in the Torah. The next mitzvah in the Torah is Korban Pesach. Not necessarily the next mitzvah in the Torah, but it was the mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe and Aaron in Mitzrayim. So first there was Chodesh Hazeh Lochem, and seemingly there has to be Chodesh Hazeh Lochem in order for us to be Roy, or in order for us to make it available for us to do this the next mitzvah of Korban Pesach. So we have to understand what the smichus haparashas is. Why is Chodesh Hazeh Lochem? What does it have to do with Korban Pesach? And the pshat is that there's a pasuk in Vayis Chanon that says, "Oya niso elokim lovoy lo kachas lo igoy mikeres goy." When the Torah refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming and taking the Bnei Yisrael out of the shrine, it refers to Goy, the Kerev Goy. Not Am, the Kerev Goy, not Umo, the Kerev Am, but Goy, the Kerev Goy. The Yidden and the Tzurim were exactly the same. We were goy bekerev goy. We were completely immersed. We were completely oduk, connected, the chalal not detached from Mitzrayim. We were so involved in their ways and in their culture that our Kodesh Baruch Hu had to separate us goy bekerev goy. And the Medrash likens it to an uber b'mei imoy, a baby in the mother's stomach, where if you detach either one, either's life could be endangered. So you can't detach the baby. The only way it can happen is when the procedure, when the contractions start and the body is ready to release the baby, so then it can be a time where there's no longer a danger. Now Klal Yisrael had to show that they were ready. They had to start the procedure off for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to redeem them. We were so immersed, we were so connected to the Mitzrayim and into their ways, that we had to do some maisa that started the procedure going to say that now we're taka ready to be redeemed. And that's why, and that would be the seemingly the answer to the spirit. We know mitzad echod that Bnei Yisrael had very little skusim. In fact, they had the major struggles. They had four things: shleshinus l'shoinom, malbushon. They didn't change the way they dressed. They didn't change their names. They didn't change the way their language, the way they spoke. And Shalom Dalturia, they didn't speak Lashon Hara about one another. So they had these four schusim. But, it's such shiny, the Medrash says, the Mechilta brings down, on the Pasuk, Vahoyalachem le Mishmeres, that the Hine, we say in our God, it's a Pasuk in Yechezkel. Vo'ever alayach, vo'erech, mitplaysesu v'domayach, vo'im aloch v'domayach ha'i, vo'im aloch v'domayach ha'i. The Medrash says on that Pasuk, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Higia Itzech, Eish doidim, it's now the time to redeem you. And because you've got no schusim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the two domim of Dam Pesach and Dam Milah. So it seems that they didn't have any schusim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to create two new mitzvahs in order for them to have a schus. But Mitzad Sheni, they did have schusim. So there are many answers. The Kliyoko says, and one answer is that it's all very nice to not to change your Lashonim and not to change your Mabushim, but you have to also do something active. You have to be proactive. You have to do something, go out of your way to show that you have a schus. Not only that you keep away from the bad, not only the Sumerah, but you need the Asetor, so to speak. That's the Kliyoko. But according to what we're saying, that no, this Maisa of the tzivul of the Korban Pesach was something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to allow us to move away from Avodah Zorah. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us these mitzvahs. And why did it need to be put next to Achodesh, Parshat Achodesh? Because in a way, Klal Yisrael and the Umas Ha'olam are like the moon and the sun. Klal Yisrael, we are small now in Golos, we aren't. We don't have the upper hand, and the moon was Nismayat, the sun is the dominant force, the Goyim seemingly are the predominant people in the world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that in order, the same way as the moon gets its light from the sun, that if the moon is very close to the sun, the moon will just block out the light of the sun and won't really get any of the light from the sun. The moon has to be away from the sun. So in the same way as the moon has to be away from the sun, Chodesh HaZelochem, now you're different. Now you've got to be away from the sun. You've got to be moiner your month completely differently from the Goyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Klal Yisrael in a way that we've got to move away from the Goyim. And as much as you move away from the Goyim, then we can be zoicha to a geula. And in Korban Pesach, in particular, we see this in. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzava Klal Yisrael, Chodesh HaZelochem, to be different. And it wasn't only that you must count the months differently, but it was more than that. It was that you must actually not only count the months differently, but you must move away from the goyim. And Memela straight after that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzvah of the Korban Pesach. Now, if you look at the Korban Pesach, there are a few very interesting mitzvahs pertaining to the Korban Pesach that we don't find by any other mitzvah in the Torah. When there's a mitzvah of achila, so there's a prescribed time when you have to eat the particular dvar oichel. Achilas price has to be kedarko. Achilas shalay kedarko is not a you're not yotzi your mitzvah to commit as achila. If the aver is achila, so you're not necessarily over an aver mid the right. If you don't eat in kederach achila and you don't eat it in the right time, so achila has its dinim normally. But by Korban Pesach, there's a whole new understanding and many new inyonim that we don't find by any other mitzvah of achila. And just to go through some of them slowly, and maybe we can get an understanding that taka, the mitzvah of Korban Pesach was a mitzvah very much so, which was trying to allow and accommodate this moving away from the culture of Mitzrayim and moving towards HaKadosh Baruch. Firstly, it says that you have to eat the Korban Pesach tzli. So tzli is roasted only on a fire. No other additives, no other spices or additions to flavor it, only the way it is itself. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying to Klal Yisrael. In a way, you have to remove yourself from any outside cultures, any outside ideas. You have to be you yourself, the Amar Nibchad. So by roasting it and by not doing the normal way of cooking, normally you add water, you add at the very least. Here, Boshel Bavushel Bamayim was no good, salt was no good, spices were no good, it had to be dusk on the fire. The Gemara in Tzokhin tells us that if some of the reitev, some of the gravy, the juice of the natural juices that come out of the actual Korban Pesach, if they fall on the oven and they bounce back onto the Korban Pesach. So now the Korban Pesach wasn't cooked by the Eish, it was cooked by this hot juice that was heated up by the fire and went back onto the Korban Pesach. So you have to peel out, depending on how much blias there were, you have to peel that piece away. So it had to be only three Eish. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying that you, Klal Yisrael, have to be pure, you have to be without any other influence. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu and only the mitzvah. Then it says you've got to take the Korban Pesach and sheft it and take the dam and put the dam on the doorpost. In our Agoda we say Melamed Shehoyu Mitzuyonim, the Klal Yisrael were Mitzuyonim in Mitzrayim. What does Mitzuyonim mean? They were distinguished. So this goes with what we were saying before, that they had these four ideas, these four schusim that they kept to themselves and they held their own and they were distinguished, that people could notice that they were who they were. But this is another tzivu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, you're not allowed to leave the house. You're not allowed to give the Korban Pesach to a goy. You're not allowed to bring a goy inside. Mitzuyonim, it's only you and yourself. And the way we distinguish ourselves was not only by our dress and by our names, but now we were actually coming into a house and we were saying, this is who we are, this is the Korban Pesach, and this is that mitzvah that's going to allow us to identify and force us to identify with the fact that we've been Bnei Yisrael and we've nothing to do with the goyim. It's a very interesting mitzvah. All the regular korbanos have places that you're allowed to eat. Kotche Kadoshim are allowed to be eaten in Nazora. Kotchim Kalim are allowed to be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. But in Pesach Mitzrayim, that was the mokum. That was the place that they had to eat their Korban Pesach, because they were showing and they were distinguishing themselves from the goyim. And that follows on why the Minchas Chinuch says, why isn't a goy allowed to eat the Korban Pesach? And why isn't an oral allowed to eat the Korban Pesach? These are all things, mitzvahs and tznoim conditions in the Korban Pesach. Because if you're a goy, you've got no shaykhs to geula. On the contrary, the whole mitzvah of Korban Pesach, we were trying to move away from that. So that's why a goy is not allowed to eat it. And an oral person who hasn't had a bris milah, again, he hasn't come into the bris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed that loyalty, he needed that sign from Klal Yisrael that they were prepared to move away from Mitzrayim and move towards the Geula. And that brings us to the next mitzvah, the next Tanai, which is Chipogoyim. It had to be eaten by Chipogoyim. Since when do you have to do a Maisa Achila hastily, hurriedly? The Medrash has a machlokes whether the Chipogoyim is after the mitzvah of Korban Pesach or the Chipogoyim is leaving Mitzrayim, but the Medrash wants to understand that Chipogoyim was to rush out of Mitzrayim. Mosnechem chagurim nalechem braglechem makelchem beyetchem, your sticks in your hand, your bag already packed. We're leaving Mitzrayim, and this was the mitzvah that we're leaving Mitzrayim. This was the mitzvah which was displaying the leaving of Mitzrayim and everything that Mitzrayim represented. And the Minchas Chinuch says on Shvirat Etzem, which is another mitzvah, we're not allowed to break the bone. That. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to be mitzaveh so many tzivuim about the Korban Pesach and Pesach in general? The Minchas Chinuch says, he asks an interesting question. Why don't we have on Pesach something like, he doesn't say like Purim, but I'm just adding that in, where everybody gathers around in shul and there's someone who reads the story about Korban Pesach and Tzitzit Yetzias Mitzrayim, and let everybody have a piece of matzah, because that's part of the mitzvah, and maybe in the times of the Beit HaMikdash eats on the Korban Pesach. What's this Indian that everybody has to get together and do every, all go through the actions, everybody has to be misabli as yes, train themselves. And he answers, which is the Sefer HaChinuch's famous answer, that V'ato b'ni im shimo im bino shimo zois v'hate oznecho shma, bend your ears to hear alamecho lohoyo the Torah mitzvot. I'll explain to you the answer to this question which he just asked, and that is daki odom nifal kefipu loisov. A person, whatever you do, those actions, without you even realizing, have an effect on the way you think. And he goes on to explain that even the biggest Rosha, but if you force him to do mitzvahs and you force him to do ma'asim tovim, so his heart will have to change and his makshava will have to change. And the biggest tzaddik as well, if you put him in a place where all he's exposed to is rishus, so it has to have an effect on him. And the Minchas Chinuch and the Sefer HaChinuch goes on to explain, and that's the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to go through all these versions. Because by going through all these motions, we're having an effect on the way we think, we're having an effect on the way we feel, and everything about us. Because that's part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetziyat Mitzrayim. And to internalize the message that the Korban Pesach is bringing home, and that is to separate ourselves from the going, and that's why we have to do a ma'aser. We have to, like we said before, we need ma'aser. It's not good enough to sur meira. It's not good enough. Shaloi shinus malbushram, shaloi shinus l'shoyna. We need something active. We need to show that we're different. We've got to move away. And the mele, we have to. That's part of the mitzvah. Is the volume? Is the garatol avincha b'yoyim ahu? Because it's not just enough to do it ourselves. We have to. It's got to be part of our culture. It's got to be part of our hashkofa. That everything that we feel about the Korban Pesach is passed on to the next door. Because how do we know about it? Why are we so passionate about it? Because obviously it was passed down to us in the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to be passed down. So I think Reb Chaim Brisk asks, why does the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim have to be, we make such a big fuss about it on Pesach Vanach? I mean, every day there's a chiyah to be to remember. We went out of Mitzrayim. Shema, Kiddush, everything, Tefillin, Mezuzah, everything's got Yetzias Mitzrayim. So what's different about Pesach? He says three and a half kaminas. One is that the way we tell over the story has to be derech shayla v'tshuva. Another nafkamina between the night of Pesach tonight and all other days of the year is that it has to be maskul b'gnus m'tayim b'shvach. We talk about the fact that mitchila oivda v'dezora, are you obviously saying that first we are oivda v'dezora and then we moved on, or avodim ayinu l'parav mitzrayim, and then we moved on, so there's the element of gnus, and then we m'tayim b'shvach. And lastly, b'shor sheyesh matzu mor v'nochem l'fanecho. That's the last mitzvah. Why? According to what we're saying, it's very nice, because we're showing this is what it's all about. The Pesach, the Zman HaMikdash read the Pesach, is Pesach Matzah Mor V'Nochel L'Fanecho. That's what the Gemara in Pesachim says. Yochol, we said in Nagoda, Yochol Mirash Chodesh. Yochol Mivoy Yoyim. Talmud Lema Bavurzeh B'Shosh Yesh Matzah Mor V'Nochel L'Fanecho. The whole mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is made real when we show that it's because of the Korban Pesach, because of the matzah, because of the morah. It's all those mitzvahs I say that we did in order to move away from Mitzrayim, and that's the idea of the Korban Pesach. And hopefully you're learning about a little bit about the Korban Pesach, so we'll have some schusim, and wish everybody a kosher Pesach, and we should be zeichet to the Gula. May Rabbi Yomeinu.